Brian Wilson filling in today here as my guest host is Vince Colonnaise with the Daily Caller. And we're very pleased to have on the line D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Good morning, Ms. Mayor.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
We're doing very, very well.
Fantastic. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. I know you want to talk about the accountability report that came out yesterday and how you feel like the District of Columbia is in a good place. So what were the major findings of this speech, and what is going right in the District of Columbia?
Well, a lot is going right, and we welcome members of our 300-person transition team for me to give them a report. We heard from our CFO about how well we're doing from the fiscal standpoint in the district, and we talked about schools, we talked about neighborhoods, we talked about attracting businesses and putting people to work. So in all of those indicators, the district is moving in the right direction.
You know, I remember a time when the finances in this town were really a mess, and really you find yourself to be fiscally in order.
Absolutely. So one thing that I emphasize to everybody is that in talking about how things are changing and the landscape is changing on a federal level, we can report to a new president and the Congress that we have 21 consecutive balanced budgets, that we have reserves in the bank that will allow our city to run for almost 60 days. And we're making the types of investments in our schools and neighborhoods that allow us to continue to attract residents and businesses.
I want to ask you about some news that has just crossed our wire this morning about Jason Chaffetz, who runs the Government Accountability Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill in the House, who has let it be known that he plans to block the D.C. law allowing assisted suicide, that he's going to work against that, and something that is rarely done. But of course, Congress does have the right to review bills that are passed by the council, and he says he's going to do everything he can to stop that law from becoming law. Your reaction?
Well, Brian, we're disappointed that the congressman, given all that the nation has to be concerned about, would be at all concerned about a local law that was unanimously passed, I think 11 to 2 passed by the Council of the District of Columbia. So just like we have over the course of our home rule fought back challenges at the Congress, we'll fight this one back too.
So you think you have some case of prevailing, really?
It really, the Congress being involved in this matter, it really makes no sense at all. We know that they're focused on approving nominations of a new president, working on the challenging issues that they have that face our nation. It almost makes no sense at all for any committee to be focused on a local law in D.C.
Mayor Bowser, Vince Colonnaise here, and my question for you is about this assisted suicide. And, you know, we have people nationwide who look to the District of Columbia, ultimately as obviously the center of our government, and they have a lot of problems with people who are for helping people die, literally using medication to kill them. Where are you on assisted suicide personally, and do you think it's the right policy for the district?
Well, I have signed the law into law in the district, and I respect the will of our legislature, where we have an overwhelming vote for the measure. So for me, this is a matter of local law and defending local law. And for as far as people across the nation who are concerned about assisted suicide, then these are issues that they can take up in their own states. Or if the Congress is concerned about it, it's an issue that they can take up for the whole nation. But just to isolate on Washington, D.C. is a violation of the principles of our democracy.
I think it's pretty meaningful to a lot of Americans, though. I know that the district, of course, is getting ready for the inaugural. Could you tell us a little bit about that? What's underway?
Absolutely. Last week, I called all of our federal partners together, our Department of Homeland Security, the Secret Service, and everybody that's going to support us, so that we can ensure that the district, of course, is putting its best foot forward in preparing for the inaugural. And I'm very pleased with how all the preparations are coming.
All right. I got to ask you about this other thing that I saw that you said yesterday regarding $500,000 that's being set aside for grants to help people who are here illegally. In other words, you're saying very, very firmly, D.C. will continue to be a sanctuary city, and we're going to set aside taxpayer dollars in order to defend their right to stay here in this country, even though they're here illegally. Do you think this is the way taxpayer dollars should be spent?
Well, Brian, what we're focused on are D.C. residents who live here, work here, have children here, and have children in our schools. And what we've seen over the last several months, is a real fear and anxiety in our city that I'm very concerned will make our city less safe. So it is important that everybody living in Washington know that they can call on the police, that they can help the police if there is any issue. They know that they can take advantage of city services that keep people safe. And I want to make that perfectly clear. But we also want people to be able to have legal advice that will allow them to live in Washington, D.C. and to work. And that is why, and through my Office for Latino Affairs, that we're going to have a grant program where nonprofits who already work in immigrant communities can make sure people know their rights and know all the processes available to them.
But you're talking about taxpayer dollars for people who are in this country illegally, and you're protecting them from doing what the federal law requires, that if they're here illegally, they should be taken out of this country and returned to their home country.
Well, actually, we just want to make them aware of the full array of legal services that are out there. For some, it will lead to asylum applications. For others, it will lead to applications for green cards. To others, they will already be in line to become citizens. But they need the legal help to get there. And that's what this program is set up to do.
Mayor Bowser, a few minutes ago when we were talking about assisted suicide, you did mention rightly that if the federal government wants to preclude a locality from behaving a certain way, that Congress should pass a law. In this case...
I said if there was a national concern,
yes,
about death with dignity or measures like that,
yes,
then that would make more sense.
Right. So, but in this case, the Congress has passed a law related to undocumented immigrants, as you would call them, or illegal immigrants, being in the United States, and D.C. is willfully flouting that law.
No, what we're doing is serving D.C. residents who already live here and work here, and we don't want to make the statement that if you live here and work here, that you're going to be less safe and less able to take advantage of services that will make the whole city safe. And that's what we're focused on.
Well, our time is running down, and we really appreciate you joining us. Just one back thing about the inaugural. Security is a concern. We're reading stories about anarchists who are going to come in here and try to disrupt things and block people from coming into the city. Do you have confidence, based on what you've seen from your police department, that they can handle this?
Absolutely, Brian. You know, there have been about 56 national security events since the Department of Homeland Security was started. About half of those events have been held right here in Washington, D.C. So we have the apparatus and we have the relationships with our federal partners to put on these events. Our last big one was the visit of the Pope to Washington, D.C., where we, you know, had, you know, extra security and lane closures and the
right.
like, and we were very proud of how everybody worked together to get this done. So not only will we have our police officers and the federal forces, but we'll also have National Guard troops that will help us man the perimeter around the parade route as well. So we expect, like other inaugurals, this one to be smooth as well.
All right. Listen, thank you so much for spending time with us, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was a wide-ranging interview.
That was good stuff. And thank the mayor for being on this morning.